Howdy, partners. How are y'all doing? Welcome to this week's UK Money Pod. We've got loads of freebies for you this week, as well as a chance to win a free prize worth £25 in our first ever UK Money Pod competition. Elsewhere on today's show, we're going to tell you how we got the government to give us each a free 1,000 Great British Pounds towards our first homes each year. We will tell you how to get a free copy of a load of classic books for your e-readers, including Orwell's 1984, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll, and Jane Eyre by Bronte, amongst others. How to get a bubbly birthday treat at Pizza Express on or around your birthday. And how to get a free popcorn at View Cinemas. And lastly, how to get a free cookie at Subway. Freebies galore this week. Right, let's start with our competition.
Let's get ready to rumble!
I'll start with the rules and then the prize. Let's get ready to rumble. All you have to do is go to iTunes and leave us a review and a rating. Then email through the name you've used on the review to info@ukmoneypod.co.uk. We'll collect all the names together and we'll pull a screen name out of a hat. I'll do this on Instagram so you can see who the winner is. I will then contact the winner. And for the name and address, which will not be shared, only the screen name will be shared. You can sense that. The winner will be posted a 90s retro prize worth £25. So get those reviews in. And for those that spread the word on social media, there may also be a special prize for you. So get sharing. Okie doke, let's get into the meat of today's episode then, which is a mountain of free stuff. The stuff for your mind, stuff for your stomach, and free money from the government. What more could you want? Let's start with the government dollar. How to get, or how we got, £1,000 towards a house from the government for free in the last 12 months. Rightio, this is a wicked tip, this one. It's reasonably technical, so if you're bored by stuff like this, skip forward 5 minutes. It's reasonably technical, but not really. Did you know that if you don't own a house, and you've never owned a house, you can open an ISA, an individual savings account, that you can use towards buying a house, where the government will give you 25% of what you save each year for free, up to a maximum of £4,000 per year? I repeat, if you save £4,000 into this account in the next 12 months, the government will give you £1,000 for free. So just to break this down, I've put 4k in there over the last year. The government has deposited over that year £1,000 on a monthly basis. So split that grand over a monthly basis. And it's put that money into that account for me to use as a deposit towards my first house for free. And it will keep topping up my deposits each year with 25% of whatever I put in. This sounds too good to be true, but I promise you it isn't. It's called a lifetime ISA, or a LISA for short. Lisa is going to be your best friend. You and your significant other, who isn't Lisa, can also open your own LISA, provided you meet the criteria. The criteria I'll be running through, and you can then both use your leases. Oh, this is a real tongue twist, this one. You can both use your leases together on the same property when you buy, provided neither of you already own a home. So if neither of you have ever bought a house, neither of you own houses anywhere, you can both set up leases where you get your £3,000 each year, and you can, provided you put in £4,000 of savings, and then you can both use these together to buy the same house. So the government will be giving you double the amount of free money, which is sick. So here comes the eligibility stuff and the other stuff to bear in mind. You have to be 18 or over, but under 40 when you open the lifetime ISA. So if you're old, soz, no free money for you. The bonus is paid every year until you turn 50. So if you haven't bought a house by 50, god damn it, what have you been doing? saving a quid a year. Like, what are you doing? The maximum purchase price of your residential property must be £450,000 or less. So if you are an aristocrat whose first house is going to be £1 million, this tip isn't for you. And also, piss off. Your leaser must have been open for at least 1 year before you can use it towards a house. So if you want to buy in the next few months, don't bother with a leaser. Go and open a Help to Buy ISA or something like that. If you withdraw the money for any other purpose, you will have to pay a penalty. So any other purpose than putting it towards your first house, if you want to take any money out of it, you'll have to pay a penalty. And that penalty will be more than the 25 bonus that the government would give you. So you'll lose money, basically. So only put money into this account that you can afford not to touch. I repeat, only put money in this account that you can afford not to touch. Don't think you can dip in and out of it, use it for some rent or whatever. Don't do that. All of this sounds perfect for you. You want a Lisa, I hear you cry. Well, there are two different types of lifetime ISA. So I'm going to just run through what those are. So you can open a Lisa that holds cash and pays you interest. This is just called a cash lifetime ISA. It'll give you interest around 1%. So this is what I've done, and this is what we've all done. I've opened mine with Skipton, but Newcastle Building Society is also very popular. The alternative, so the second potential one, is a stocks and shares ISA, offered by Nutmeg and a host of other companies. All this means is you deposit your money in, that money will, they will invest that money into the stock market. Now, I've avoided stocks and shares ISAs for my lifetime ISA because ever since the 2008 crash, I'm extremely risk averse. If you put your money in a stocks and shares ISA, you can lose that money if the market takes a dive. Your capital's at risk. I'm not interested in any of that. I want the lowest risk option for me. I want money to be safe. I just want to get my £3,000, basically. So that's the option I've gone for. Again, depends on your attitude to risk. So for a summary of what I've done, I've opened a cash lifetime ISA. I've done it with Skipton. And I pay in lump sums whenever I can afford to, with the aim of depositing £4,000 a year. Skipton give me 1% interest on that, which doesn't really amount to much. The government each month gives me 25% on top of whatever I've put in for free up to that 4K limit. I think this is amazing. Who doesn't love free money? Who doesn't love free money from the government? In terms of the legal bit, just an FYI, I'm not recommending anything. I'm not being paid to recommend this, or I'm not being paid anything by anyone for this. I'm not introducing any products. I'm just telling you what I have done to get some free money. Awesome. Okay, one last thing on this before I move on. I don't know, are you still listening? Are you bored? I don't know. One more thing on this. If you already have a Help to Buy ISA, a Help to Buy ISA, that is not a leaser. This is if you have a Help to Buy ISA, which is completely different. You can have both. So you can have a Lisa and you can have a Help to Buy ISA, but you can only use one of them when you come to buy a house. So if you already have a Help to Buy ISA, probably not worth it. Up to you. But it's basically pointless, in my opinion. For me, it's pointless to have both. Because if I don't use the Lisa towards the house, I'll pay a penalty when I go to use the cash. For me, I thought it was pointless. I also thought that for me personally, the Lisa was better because the amount that you can receive it, the 25% interest on, the amount that you can get it up to £4,000 on the Lisa. It's less than that on the Help to Buy ISA. However, I'm not going to run through the differences between the two and all of that. If you'd like me to, if you want me to give an explanation, if you're actually interested in the technical details of this, which one to go for, I can't give you advice or anything, but I can talk to you about why I think what the different terms of the two are and why I think it was better for me. If that's what you want, just email me at info@ukmoneypod.co.uk. Right, that was boring. Very difficult to insert any jokes, zero Danny Dyer impressions into that. I'm hoping the rest will be easier. Right, freebies, next freebie, free classic books. So this is for the people who use an e-reader. I personally like the feel and the smell of a book. If you use an e-reader, I'm not judging you completely. I get it, you can carry them all around, whatever. Right, here's some free ones for you. So there's a whole range of free classic books you can download onto your e-reader, saving yourself a bomb if you're an avid reader of books. Or if you don't read often, this is a chance to really broaden your horizons. There's Bronte, Homer, Dostoevsky, Orwell, Charles Dickens, amongst others, whose work you can read for free. How do I do this, I hear you ask? Well, just go to planetebook.com. That's planetebook, all one word, .com. Select the free book you want and you'll be given the option to download. Then sit back, smoke a pipe in front of a fireplace and read Dostoevsky like a true English gentleman or woman. Or just read it on the tube during rush hour, you know, whatever your situation is. Right, this is a great one. People will love this. Free Prosecco at Pizza Express. Who doesn't like Prosecco? I personally don't like it. But Prosecco is now one of the most popular drinks in the UK. Get a free bottle of Prosecco for you and a friend to share around your birthday. Sip, sip, hooray. Sorry, that was awful. the details of this one, it works like this. Sign up to the newsletter at Pizza Express and you'll be given a free bottle of Prosecco when you purchase two main meals. You must use the offer within 2 weeks before or after your birthday. So pop in there for lunch some point around your birthday, within 2 weeks before or after. Pop in there for lunch with a friend, get a couple of main meals, and Bob's your uncle, free Prosecco. Just make sure you don't make any poor decisions afterwards. Sorry, that was also terrible. The link for that is in the bio, so have a look. I've put it up there. It's pizzaexpress.something or other, but have a look. I've got another couple of freebies for you. So free Subway cookie. Yeah. Subway will give you a free cookie for filling a 30-second survey, and it will do it over and over again. I love this tip. So it's just like the McDonald's $1.99 Big Mac and Fries tip that I covered. I think in podcast one or podcast two, in one of the earlier podcasts. Check that one out as well. I used that today. It's a great tip. But it's much like that in that you can use this over and over again. So you need to have a valid receipt. You fill in the quick survey at tellsubway.co.uk and boom, you get an email with your free cookie. Just remember, you need to use the voucher within 5 days of the date of receipt. So don't go filling it in if you're not going to go to Subway in the next 5 days. If you really love cookies, you can buy a cookie for 70p in Subway, then fill in the survey using that receipt, go back up and get a second cookie. Sorted. I think that's a great idea. Alternatively, this is the way that I do it. If you're going to Subway anyway, just complete your purchase, sit down and eat your sub, use your receipt to just do the survey, and then once you finish your sub, I go up and get a cookie for dessert. I think that's a wicked tip. Lastly, free popcorn at Vue. So, Captain Marvel is out. I've been to see it. It was marvelous. Again, another terrible one. I apologize. It was great. I enjoyed it. Go and get your tickets. Go and watch Captain Marvel or whatever. Do it on a Tuesday. Use the Two for Tuesdays tip for Compare the Market that I've put down there. Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Have a look at that as well in an earlier pod. But yeah, Vue are giving you free popcorn. I did it the other day. They're giving you free popcorn to anyone who fills in a quick survey about their latest trip to a Vue cinema. This isn't a 30-second one. It is a few minutes. Took me 3 minutes, I think. You don't need a receipt. No receipt is asked for. All you do is go to mytriptovue.com. Mytriptovue, all one word, .com. And you answer the questions. Took me a few minutes. And then they'll email you a voucher for a free popcorn. Boom. Awesome. Well, that's a wrap for this week, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget our competition this week for a snazzy retro prize that I'll be wrapping and posting myself. Subscribe on iTunes, get your reviews on there for a chance. Ping an email over to us at info@ukmoneypod.co.uk with the name that you've left the review on, and you'll be in with a shout to win our snazzy prize. We're also on Spotify and SoundCloud, so and check out our website, ukmoneypod.co.uk, which we use to host our podcast. Tell your friends, get them to leave reviews. If they win, let me know, and I'll see if I can also send you a special prize if you referred them onto the pod. There might just be two special prizes. Join us next Sunday for some more hints and tips. See ya. Thank you.